أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are at our Surah Al-Sajda, that is chapter number 32. And we are looking at the verses of Surah Al-Sajda. Allah Azza wa Jalla accept us and put us onto the straight path. Give us the hidayat. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. ربي هب لي حكم وربي هب لي حكم والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We had verse number 16. In fact, verse number 17 we are busy with today. And in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning that those people first gives you before in the previous verses. Let's just go through it. Go back to verse number 15. And these qualities of the believers, and Allah Azza wa Jal said there, only those people believe in our verses who, when they are reminded of them, they fall in prostration and pronounce the purity with praise of their sustainer, and they do not wax proud. So what we said here is that as you had heard the Arabic of that verse yesterday, you should have went in. If you heard it live, then you make your sajda tilawat there and there. And of course, for those who didn't hear it live, then you heard it on a repeat or some of that sort, then you do not have to make a sajda tilawat. So I gave you the times and everything there. Yeah, we are moving forward. Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning that those people who believe in our verses, when they are reminded of them, they fall in prostration and pronounce the purity of the praise of their sustainer. And they do not wax proud, they are not boastful. Then what was the quality? Surah to Sajda. So they hear the verses, the surah ayat of Sajda comes, they don't delay, straight immediately they go in sujood. Of course, you don't put the Quran Sharif on the floor. We find this people are losing respect. When you lose respect, you lost everything. And when you show respect, وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So this is in Surah Al-Hajj, that is chapter 22, verse number 32. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. Whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah, then this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. This emanates due to that fear, that awe of Allah Azza wa Jal, that respect, the honor, dignity that a person pays towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's and His majesty, His power and His kingdom. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, they have the sense, and you can see it in the next verse, then verse number 16. They constantly seeking how they can turn on the switch of hidayah, turn on the switch so that the nur comes in their hearts. They are not, they sleeping, but their sides remain apart from their beds. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Their sides remain apart from their beds. They call their sustainer with fear and hope and spend from what we have given to them. So this is, we've mentioned the details of this verse. Coming to verse number 17. What's in store for such people? I was saying to you, when you read about these getaway magazines, you read in there, and they're telling you about this hike, they're telling you on this, the wilderness, they're telling you about the trips where you are really going to enjoy yourself. They're telling you about game reserves where you can see the best of animals. They're saying that the best flights with the most comfort you can receive even while traveling. They are looking at all these avenues, and then you see the different trailer clothing wear, or you could say equipment, and the gear, the trail gear you could call it. And this is all too, so you get, I've seen it, you get a jacket, and this jacket, now remember something, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes you need to carry something. This jacket here, you can use it as a jacket when you're awake, or you're walking and you need to carry your items, it transforms into a bag. It transforms into a bag. When you go to Raiwind, you go for 4 months, Allah Azza wa Jalla accept. So when you go for 4 months, you go to Raiwind, Pakistan, right? You'll see we purchased one, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, we have it. And it's a beautiful bag. And exceptional. Now you see they've minimized on the size as well. So it's not so bulky anymore. But what a beautiful sleeping bag. I've never seen, and I imagine in Pakistan you get this here. It's, I promise you, it's closest to your normal bed that you sleep on. It's got a cushion inside the bag. Inside the bag. So when we went to, when you go to Palestine, you sleep in the masjid, you're going for itikaf, or you're going anywhere, you get those, we took those blow up mattresses, right? So you blow it and it forms a nice mattress, like a small, not a thick, not those bulky ones. It's just a small little one, and it gives you a little bit of comfort for those who find it difficult to sleep on the floor. However, sleeping on the floor is exceptionally well for your back, and there's so many benefits of it, which we still are grappling to put in our lives because we're not used to it, right? But nonetheless, let's say to you this, that you would have this blow up mattresses, and then you would need another sleeping bag to put on top of that. And then you want another blanket or whatever. This has everything inside of it, compact as possible. And now they've made it even more compact. So you've got this. It's, I promise you, it's like a duvet. You know, those nice, in Gujarati, I think they say godru, the godru. Someone was saying what the, this is the Gujarati or the India godru. It's so warm. So this is, if you see it, if anyone knows or wants to come see it at my house, you can come see it. It's something to see, because you'll get all these people promoting, but look at what you get in Pakistan. And there's someone had the vision. They said, you know what, our South Africans, they're gonna come to Pakistan, they're gonna need something. Let's make for them this year. Let's try to make it at least a little bit more comfortable for them. And you can't, that's like one of the musts you must do. Few things you have to buy. One is a shawl. We still, Alhamdulillah, we still got that shawl as well. A shawl. And you have to buy a sleeping bag. This one here, the Raiwind sleeping bag, and because it's very cheap there. Here you'll pay quite a bit for it. And as well, you've got to make your kurtas. They used to tell us you have to go to this place, Nadim's. Then they write your name. His advertisement is this. You write your name on the wall, and then some other people say, hey, this person came here, this person came here, this person came here. But his quality was absolutely poor, if I must say. We used to go to another, I made one kurta from another tailor. It's a whole building filled with only tailors, and they're all making money. They're all making money. But we said, you know what, we'll go to this tailor. Yeah. And believe it or not, that tailor, that one kurta we made there, that was the one that lasted. The one that we made here, where all the South Africans were going like herd and sheep and flocks, those kurtas lasted very little while, and then it was finished after that. But anyway, what I'm saying to you is this Raiwind sleeping bag. It's nice. So you get all this gear that traveling, and when you are walking, going from place to place, it's a bag. It's a bag, and you can put all your items in it. So I didn't see this in the getaway or something, but I'm saying they were so fascinated to present something that is a jacket that transforms into a bag. Here we say, here's a sleeping bag. You can put your clothes in, you can put everything in, and you can travel from place to place. That's the beauty of this bag. And it's not so expensive. It's got a mattress, like a some sponge in it, and it's got the like a duvet. It's even decorated that duvet like a real home one. And also you, so you slip in there in winter. It's beautiful. Sometimes you're sleeping in an ijtima and it is highly cold. You don't have no blankets, nothing. This is your answer. It keeps you warm and nice and beautiful. So I'm saying to you, when you read these, I said the getaway and those jackets they were advertising, fascinated with the gear, equipping yourself for a trail, equipping yourself for a nice long journey, and you know it's by foot. So how do you then equip yourself in the manner that is so managed that you don't have to carry much? and you're feeling comfortable at the same time. So this year is something that you need to, you will look into. Before you go for the Jamaat, you'll also see what is it that you need to take. So when you're going, embarking on a journey, that preparations that you make, that's what we're saying to you. Now I say, and I add this to you, to this as well. When you're reading that Getaway magazine, I promise you, I even told my family after this, I just want to go on a trip somewhere. We need to go out somewhere. After reading that, where nature reserve, somewhere, you know, where your iman is still intact, but we need to just go somewhere. After reading that Getaway. And then I said, but no. What about the Quran Sharif? When you read the Quran Sharif, forget this garden, forget that wilderness, forget this holiday resort, forget this place, forget that number one spot in the world to go for holiday. No. When you read the Quran Sharif, your vision is activated towards the real gardens. And this year is promised for the believers and the people of taqwa. These gardens, everlasting gardens, innal abrara lafi na'im. Surely the righteous, they will be in total bliss. Alal araiki yanduroon. They will be reclining, watching. What will they be watching? The scenes of Jannah, relaxing. Today you are reclining on that couch watching the fake pleasures which you're never ever going to get. Here, because you are wasting time, the Jali box. That's the Jal. Look at it from this angle. They're presenting to you things which is not real. And when the Jal is going to come, he's going to present to you things which is not real. So, of course, you're just going to give into it. So it is the Jali box at the end of the day. Sometimes people watch so much of television and they're living in that box. They can't recall, was this a reality? Was it a movie? I can't tell you. It happens. So they say we're living in a box because we're so secluded and so, you know, we're not networking. We say you living in a box. What they feed you, you digest. That's what you do. Anyway, moving forward on this angle. Alal araiki yandurun ta'rifu fi wujuhim nadratan na'im. You will notice the bliss of bounties on their faces. This is it. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, later in the verse, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. It is in this that competitors should compete for. So this Jannah, this is what Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking in this verse. Verse number 17, Surah Sajda. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So no one knows what delight of eyes has been reserved for them in secret. No nafs knows what has been kept for them, which is going to be delightful for their eyes. It's going to be the coolness of their eyes. Qurrati a'yun. It's really going to bring that joy to the eyes. Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. Why? As a reward of what they used to do. This is what is prepared for you. If you turn and you see the narration, it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. This is Hadith Qudsi. So how you say, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. That's how it works. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, Allah عز وجل has said this. Allah عز وجل has said, أَعْتَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ. I've prepared for my pious servants. لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ. For my pious servants. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشْرٍ. That which the eye has not seen, that which the ear has not heard of, that which has not crossed the mind, that which has not crossed the thought process of insan. This is what is. Then فَقْرَأُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ. Then Nabi Kareem's, then Allah Azawajal mentions that faqra'u in shi'tum, read if you wish, read if you want. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No nafs knows what has been kept in store for them, مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ, which will be the result of the, which will be the coolness of their eyes. This is what we mentioned here. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, as a reward of what they used to do. So this is good news for you, O believers. What you, so you may ask the question, yeah, but there's fruits. We know, and Allah Azawajal speaks of fruits. Yes, this is for your weak understanding. But the fruits of Jannah is not going to be, it's going to be مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ, what you haven't seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. You can't compare it to the fruits of this world. That's on a super different, uncomprehendable level. And this is why, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Here's the lesson for you and I. Our actions, what you give in, what you put in, that's what's going to come out. So invest in this life of yours, this time of yours, these seconds of yours. Become mobile in terms of getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.